When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change, so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I think inflation has gone slightly up. It was at 9% when I came in, and it's now down around 3%. But the fact is that I think people are just uncertain.
Now, inflation was just 1.4% when President Biden took office and skyrocketed to 40-year highs. While the rate of increase has slowed, yes, as our viewers know, when they go shopping, inflation is compounding. You have to add all these months together, which is how we've arrived at goods costing 20% more than the day when Biden took office.
Things cost 20% more on average since Joe Biden took office, and you can't put it all on him, but you can put a lot of it on him. We'll talk more about that later. I didn't mean to get into the inflation thing, but man, that's depressing. You start thinking about whatever savings you had, it's got 20% less value than it had just a couple of years ago.
Correct.
That's a
inflation
chunk.
Is a tax, and the higher it is, the higher tax you're paying.
The main point of that was, for the second time in a week, Joe Biden claimed that inflation was at 9% when he came into office, and it wasn't. It was 1.4. Is nobody telling him that? Okay, so that leads us to this. Joe Biden is way behind in the polls because of crap like that you just heard. He needs something that could change the momentum of this race. Well, here's that something, a TikTok video, a Twitter video. He released this everywhere today.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
The rumble in the geriatric jungle is on. They are going to debate. And as Joe pointed out, that last joke about the I hear you're free on Wednesdays is a little crass, given the fact that about 60% of the country thinks this is a sham.
This trial in Manhattan.
This trial in Manhattan. So and is designed purely for politics. I mean, Fareed Zakaria said on CNN, if his last name wasn't Trump, this trial wouldn't be happening. So even a CNN liberal analyst believes that. Yet the president gets to make a joke like Trump, such a criminal, brought this upon himself. That's pretty sickening.
I would say it's sickening. I think it's tone deaf, too. I mean, his young followers might like it, but I don't know.
Back to the debate challenge. The Biden campaign sent a letter to Donald Trump, and it was obtained by Axios and the New York Times, saying they want two debates. Here's the outline of what they want. They want to cut out the Commission on Presidential Debates, which is the organization that has run the debates since the 80s. Every debate you've seen in your life was run that by that commission for a variety of reasons. Who knows what? Biden doesn't want them involved. They want the first debate in late June, so that'd be in a month. Second debate in early September. This is way earlier than we've had presidential debates in the past. Strict rules, including microphones that are automatically cut off when candidates violate time limits. And they are, again, cutting out the... and no RFK Jr. or any other independent candidate. Just the two of them on stage. And then maybe the main thing that Biden is wanting is no audience. Just the studio, the moderator, and the cameras. So Trump has already responded to that. He said, telling reporters in print, I'm ready to go. The dates that they proposed are fine. Let's see if Joe can make it to the stand-up podium. The proposed June and early September dates are fully acceptable to me. I will provide my own transportation. I don't know why he said that. He also told a reporter, Crooked Joe Biden is the worst debater I've ever faced. He can't put two sentences together and is the worst president in the history of the United States by far. And then he went on to say, it is time for a debate to take place, even if it has to be held through the offices of the Commission on Presidential Debates, which are totally controlled by Democrats and who, as people remember, got caught cheating with me with debate sound levels. I don't remember that story. So why is Joe Biden wanting to cut out the commission that most conservatives feel like has always screwed the Republican, if anything?
I think he might be terrified of the alternate candidates being up there and making sense.
That's the only way you can cut out somebody that's polling as high as RFK Jr. is if you go around the commission on debates.
Right. If you make your own debate up, you know, and so that's clear to me. Trump doesn't care, I don't think. He wants to take Biden on and give him a good whack, and he doesn't really benefit from RFK getting air either.
No, so. I'm in the comfortable position of agreeing with, I think, every part of what Joe Biden wants. I'm fine with cutting out the Commission on Debates. I think they've been freaking horrible. I've hated the moderators. I have hated the questions. I've hated the way they handle crowds. I've hated everything about the way they do debates. So cutting them out, fine. We've been saying no crowd forever, even though I think it'll be a lot less entertaining. Cutting out the third candidates, I'm fine with that. I think I'm fine with that, certainly for at least one of the debates. The only thing that's weird is...
I don't like it as an American, honestly. There's nothing that can be done about it, but I don't like the feel of it because the duopoly is so bad in Washington, D.C. already.
I agree, yet at the same time, one of those two guys is going to be president. And I don't want a time being eaten up with somebody who's got zero chance of being president. But
yeah, that's the real world hardcore way to look at it. And you're not wrong. Besides, if I declare, hey, I'm going to get in a room and argue with this guy, there's no like arguing police that can say, no, you've got to have a third fellow argue with you, too. That's not the way the First Amendment works.
The arguing police.
I thought this was interesting. In terms of moderators, which you mentioned, each campaign gets to pick one of the moderators from among news organizations that moderated a primary debate. So the Republicans will almost certainly go with Fox News, and the Democrats can choose who they want for the other one.
I'm a little conflicted on the no audience. It's going to be so dull with no audience. Better for the country. Better conversation. Been wanting it for years, but way less entertaining.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree. I don't disagree. I just don't know if I agree. Because a show like Curb Your Enthusiasm is hilarious. It doesn't have a laugh track. There are a lot of great examples of that. You don't miss it when it's not there. If Biden, you know, gets confused and unleashes a bad hat of Kefcare, I don't need an audience to say, oh, we see it all. Oh, I think it'll stick anyway. Now, that might reduce the ratings, though, the viewership. I don't know. I almost want to just see it. Let me try it on, see how it feels.
So is Joe Biden being pretty clever? First of all, he has to do something to change the momentum. It's not an accident that 3 days after that New York Times poll came out, he's saying, hey, dude, quit hiding from me. We need to debate.
Hilarious.
He's got to change the trajectory of this thing because they're flipping losing. They're just absolutely losing. Did he propose things that Trump can't agree to, though? The no crowd. I think that's the only thing Trump will have a problem with. He wants a crowd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The timing of it is interesting, too. June? That's really early. The Biden campaign says they want to make sure the debates happen before early voting happens. But early voting doesn't happen until October.
Well, and 2 months before the Democratic convention, you're having a presidential debate? That just doesn't make any sense. On the other hand, again, if two guys want to get together and argue in a room in front of TV cameras, they get to.
Well, what
just seems odd to me.
Yes, Michael.
Biden also wants hard candy and a walk-in tub in his dressing room.
A walk-in tub?
Michael.
God, I heard, have you ever used a walk-in tub? I heard somebody explaining what a pain those things are. I can understand how you can be in a situation where it's the only way you can bathe yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to.
I have not.
You have to fill them up with water. And you have to get in them first and then fill it up with water. So you got to sit there for like a really long time as the water rises up. And then you got to drain the whole thing out before you can open the door and get out. So the whole process is really slow. I never thought about that. It always kind of appealed to me. The sitting there part looks great, but I just don't know about the beginning and end.
Yeah, anyway, you don't have to wait until the thing is empty to open the door, but you should.
If you need a walk-in tub, you probably are going to, yes. You don't understand the theory behind the early, but Joe Biden wants this for some reason. Why do his strategists want the debate in June? What's the thinking there? Because he needs a game changer now? He needs to arrest the decline fast?
Yeah, I think that's the obvious answer is that he's looking more and more like a loser and he wants to take a stab at changing that narrative as quickly as he can and reconnect with voters. I think the less discussed aspect of it, but I'm more than willing to discuss it, is that he knows his cognition is declining. He is getting worse and worse and worse. Oh, of course it is.
You really think so? You think he thinks he's going to be... He thinks... He's going to be that much worse in a couple of months that he's got to debate now? I mean, that's horrifying. If you actually think that, you've got to resign.
Well, you should. Yes. He's senile and can't possibly make it through a second term. He ought to resign already. But no, I don't know that he thinks that, but his handlers think that.
Bingo.
And have convinced him that, we want to alter the trajectory of it, so we want to have it as soon as possible. It's just good politics, Mr. President. Psst, and by the way, he's just senile as hell and getting worse.
I'm told by the booth we have a couple of good clips on the debate topic. Let's hear those.
One of the big questions hanging over this rematch is, are they going to debate? I think if President Biden had his druthers, he may not. He would be a sitting president in a position of strength like Reagan, only agreed to one debate. But that's not the case as we see the polls out there. So what the White House is clearly trying to do is take charge of this situation. While the Trump campaign and the former president is distracted, trying to put this proposal out saying we want to debate and soon. Late June, early September.
Wow.
The reason for that is clearly the Biden campaign wants to flip the script, if you will. They want to start showing that President Biden is more in charge, in command, and seeing that head-to-head matchup is something his advisors believe will do it.
Okay, that answers the question a little bit. Maybe they want to have him looking presidential on the stage. God, but you gotta. Roll the dice that he comes off looking presidential and doesn't come off looking like a doddering old man. Although, as I've already said, he's risen to all the big occasions that I thought he couldn't rise to. Whatever the go-go juice is that they give him so far, it's worked every time.
Right. I thought he came off as a little manic and crazed during the State of the Union address, but it was good enough.
But he didn't come off as
give him an excuse to say, he looked fine.
I think they're okay with manic and crazed as long as he doesn't come off as senile, and he didn't come off as senile.
Right. So they got to jab them full of the go-go juice, as you so charmingly put it, and have some of the finest undertakers in America do his makeup for him. Otherwise, under the glare of those lights, oof.
You're used to working with dead bodies. Give them a little color.
Wow. Can you make them look a little more lifelike? Just saying.
Oh, geez. God, that is going to be some must-see TV. And it's not very far away. We're in mid-May, end of June, they say. If it happens.
Yeah, so let's see. His trial will surely be over the next week, right? Isn't that what everybody's predicting?
Correct.
Yeah, I'd say let's get it on.
So that an analysis that they want to catch Trump while he's distracted, the trial's going to be over. So that doesn't make sense.
Trump has agreed to debate Biden on CNN on June 27th.
The
agreement does not ensure that a debate will happen.
CNN, it's one of those. June 27th.
Yeah. It's one of those pending agreement on the details things. But he said he's accepted the invitation.
That's a Thursday night. Well, if you're Trump, you're willing to give a little bit, aren't you, to make sure this happens? Because you believe you can best him and Biden will embarrass himself.
Oh, yeah, because for the longest time, the narrative was Biden might not debate him at all. He was going to use the excuse that, well, Trump is rude and out of control, so I'm not going to debate him. Right, I'm not going to dig. Well, that was before the polls went and reversed, and now Biden's desperate.
Man, this is a huge development. What do you think? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The Best in Show winner at the 148th Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is the Miniature Poodle.
Yes! The Miniature Poodle! Kick ass!
Crowd goes wild! The Poodle is fan favorite, Jan.
And that deserves a wow. Sage, the Miniature Poodle, coming out big when it mattered most.
What?
Kaz has put so much of his life into this breed. He came to this country, dedicated his whole entire being to this.
What, like a Sherlock Holmes hat on these dogs? Maybe give him a little pipe.
All right, that's enough of that, Michael. So why does the crowd go so wild for that? Well, part of it is if you're really into the dog world, which I'm not, this whole purebred dog thing is sick and in many ways evil if you learn enough about it. But Monty, the giant schnauzer, was the top-ranked dog in the United States and was considered the by far overwhelming favorite to win, didn't even make it into the top two.
Oh, so Monty with a letdown when it counted the most.
Well, right. That's what I liked the commentary. And when it mattered most came through. Well, the dog doesn't know that it mattered most. Didn't do anything different than it ever does. It pranced around next to its owner's heels.
You know, I trotted around. I tried not to mess with my coif. It was a good day.
Sage, the Miniature Poodle, named the Best in Show, beating out 2,500 dogs, 200 breeds, pared down to a field of seven group champions. The best in show, Sage, beat out Mercedes the German Shepherd. Don't give your dog a stripper. Don't give your dog a stripper name. Comet the Shih Tzu, excuse my language. Lewis the Afghan. Misha the Black Cocker Spaniel. I'm sorry.
The what now?
Mika the BCS. And Monty the Giant Schnauzer.
Oh, and, CB'd me.
And also the Frankie the Colored Bull Terrier. I've quit with the racial terms.
Terrier of color.
Exactly.
Good Lord. This is terrible. You're right. This is an ugly thing, this Westminster show.
Westminster.
Which, I guess I'm getting old, but it seems like this happens every 6 weeks.
Right. I think maybe it's got to happen more than once a year. It for sure feels like it happens more than once a year. Westminster is considered the apex of canine achievement. I'd like to know how the U.S. champion, who is built exactly the same as he was in all the other dog shows that he won, doesn't even make the top two at this one. It's not like his hind legs got too short all of a sudden, or his snout too stubby or something.
Start pooping everywhere. Yeah, right. I wouldn't give you a nickel for that dog. I'll take my dog, thank you.
Oh, boy. We got to talk a little more about the debate. What a great story this is going to be.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, hey, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance.
And that can be a lot of money for your family, but how do you know you're not being overbilled? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
So unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate?
HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance.
When your medical claim comes in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million.
Bottom line, insurance isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it before you see another healthcare provider. HealthLock.com. HealthLock.com.
Well, get this. Seafood chain Red Lobster is struggling, and they just abruptly closed 99 of their restaurants around the country. The news is kind of shocking. Red Lobster was doing well. They were like, how are we closing? Meanwhile, Long John Silver's like, how are we still open?
That's a good question. So they closed how many Red Lobsters? 650?
Quite a few, yeah.
Yeah, that's something. Well, the things come and go. It's just, and I don't know why it feels like yesterday'sville, man, but Red Lobster just, and I used to go to Red Lobster and liked it, but it just doesn't seem in style anymore, whatever that means. So the news of the day, a couple more quick things on that. The fact that there are going to be debates, it looks like, between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I hate that I'm agreeing with everything that's coming out of the Biden campaign on this. But they bypassed the debate commission. They want to line up two debates that he and Trump just come up with the terms on, and said the problem with the debate commission is they've been structuring these like an entertainment spectacle. We've been complaining about that our entire talk radio career, and also said that the commission doesn't even enforce their own rules. That's the other thing we've been complaining about forever. True. They open the debate and say you're not allowed to talk unless spoken to and don't go over the time, and then they let people do whatever they want, and everybody gets rewarded for breaking the rules.
Until it's just utter exhausting chaos. I remember a couple of those debates that were just unwatchable.
Right. And so Trump has responded that, yes, he will debate. There are going to be two. First one, June 27th. in on CNN. So it's 6 weeks away, 6 weeks from tomorrow, actually. But Trump has said that he wants more than two debates. And he said, for excitement purposes, I want a very large venue. He's right about that. And he's a TV host who has gotten great ratings throughout his life. But excitement is not, which should not be the goal of figuring out what candidate we want to be president.
I think if Trump pushes hard for one of the debates has an audience, one does not. If he offers that compromise, it's going to be impossible for the Biden team to turn that down. I mean, it's just not a big enough issue to justify not debating him.
I'm not sure the audience has always been the problem anyway. I'm fine with no audience, but the problem has been what the Biden campaign mentioned. They never enforced the rules.
Yeah.
If you're Chris Christie or Vivek Ramaswamy, or you name lots of candidates over the years, the person who butts in and talks over the other person and gets in the one-liner always is rewarded in the polls or by the crowd for their behavior. If you enforce the rules, like turn off their mics, I don't think the crowd would be a problem.
So I can't believe I didn't come up with this myself. I'm off my game. I've got some sort of bug. But my old buddy Steve texted that the Democrats are sending Joe out in June so that if he crashes and burns, they still have time to come up with to solidify Plan B in time for the convention in August.
Wow, it's a pass-fail test.
I think that's right.
They're doing a pass-fail in June to give him enough time to replace him. That makes more sense than anything else we've speculated.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the alternative. Wait until after the convention, because I was saying earlier, this is ridiculous. You don't have a presidential debate before the convention. But the alternative is wait until after the convention when it's irrevocable that Joe Biden is going to be your candidate.
Well, they're already,
and then watch him crash and burn and display himself as an utterly senile old husk of a man.
They're already scheduled, the presidential commission debates, and they're in September. So, September and October. So, yeah, he crashes and burns then and drops 20 points in the polls that he's already losing in. It's too late. That is exactly it. So they're spinning it as, well, we want to get ahead of early voting. But early voting doesn't start till October. So that doesn't make any sense. Nope, that's
it. And there is, I think there's one proposed vice presidential debate between Mr. or Ms. X on the Republican side and the moron Kamala Harris. but the other aspect of the if he crashes and burns in the first debate thing is the talk will turn aggressively toward, can we deal with a President Kamala Harris? And that conversation will go the way it has to go. And that'll be horrifying for the Democrats. I tell you what. I think there may be some truth to that.
I didn't think Biden could debate last time, 4 years ago, and I was wrong. They pumped him full of the whatever they give him, rhinoceros steroids, and he was fine. He was passable. He was good enough. But his brain was way better back then than it is now.
I would agree. Will Trump be disciplined and will he be prepared?
If I'm Joe Biden, I turn to him at one point and say, who won the 2020 election? I bait him. I let Trump go off on his tangent of talking about the stolen election. I might do it multiple times in a 90-minute debate.
I bring up January 6th somehow or other, suck him into a discussion of that.
Yeah. If I'm Trump, I'm wearing a shock collar that my handlers put on me. And anytime I'm talking about anything that's not the economy or the border or crime, I get shocked.
With increasing voltage.
He should do the classic, you know, answer the question you wish they'd ask. No matter what they ask Donald Trump, he should talk about the border or the economy. No matter what they ask him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crime and the woke stuff in schools.
Yeah.
Of course, Trump is not really up on that stuff much. He's better than he used to be. He doesn't have enough different songs that he sings for my taste, but it'll be a spectacle one way or the other. I'll be on the edge of my couch.
Right.
In fact, I might have to have a viewing party. Yes, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to invite a bunch of my politically active and aware buds, and it'll be like a focus group.
We did that in 2016, Hillary Trump. We were at a bar in San Diego, if I remember correctly. That was fun.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Wow. Okay, yeah, I'm down for that. June 27th.
Mm-hmm. Thursday night. Little Friday.
If they can settle their minor differences. And surely they can. Both guys want the debate.
That's what's interesting. Well, for different reasons. Trump wants the debate because he's pretty good at it. He's really good at it, actually. And he thinks Biden's mind is shot. Biden wants it because I'm going to lose if I don't do something different.
Right, yeah. Exciting. Now, may God strike me dead for the sins against the audience. I'm going to bring up the vice presidential debate again.
God.
Doug, I know. There's no helping me.
Why don't you start your own podcast? Veep Steaks.
Nobody would listen. That's why. It's important to me that Kamala be completely humiliated in that debate. Okay? That's my top priority. Doug Burgum is a good, decent, intelligent, and earnest man. I'm not sure he's the hatchet man we need for the gig.
He's good. I thought he was the most impressive guy in the debates to me. So I think Doug Burgum will be awesome.
So you think he could put the beat down on Kamala? Is he mean enough? That's my question.
He's not mean at all, but he is incredibly knowledgeable and is good at presenting it, as a lot of successful businessmen are. Politicians aren't always, but a lot of businessmen are. He's a billionaire. He sums things up very nicely. I think he'd be great. He's definitely not mean, though, if you want mean.
But see, we need just a little mean. We need a guy who can say, after Kamala unleashes one of her word salads, a little bit of, I have no idea what you just said. That didn't make any sense. Did anybody understand what the heck she was trying to say?
Can we get an English teacher to diagram that sentence? I'd like to see where the nouns, verbs, gerunds are in that sentence, because that was a little hard to follow. That would be awesome. Hey,
can I use Google Translate to figure out what the hell she was trying to say? I have no idea.
Well, we should send those lines to whoever the candidate is. Here's what I do in the negotiation for the vice presidential debate. Okay, I'll give you no audience if you give us no cackling. No cackling allowed.
Oh, please.
Because she couldn't do it.
Excuse my language.
What a jackass.
Oh, my God. The future of the world depends on this decision, you realize.
In large measure, yes. Yes. God help the world.
Freaking A.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're saying. I think everybody knows what we're saying. It's all summed up by Biden is the least popular president to ever run for re-election, I think. His numbers are subterranean. He is 10 to 20 points below Trump on all of the critical issues, really, with maybe one exception. And yet they're tied.
Right. This could move the needle.
I know there are a lot of great Trump fans out there, and I get you. I can respect it. But I really feel like the Westminster Dog Show came down to, you know, a bit of a three-legged mutt with the mange and then President Biden's dog that's bit 25 Secret Service guys. It's just, this is not a good dog show. And can we have other dogs?
The winner is Commander the German Shepherd, because everybody's afraid of him.
Ow, 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 he's biting me. He's biting me right now.
You won. You said you'd stop biting me if you won. some good news, I guess. Statistics came out that for the first time in 5 years, drug deaths went down. We can talk about that and other things on the way. Stay with us.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, hey, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance.
And that can be a lot of money for your family, but how do you know you're not being overbilled? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
So unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate?
HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance.
When your medical claim comes in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million.
Bottom line, insurance isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it before you see another healthcare provider. HealthLock.com. HealthLock.com.
Going is hard, but when you know that something stays back, that your legacy is staying in the vault and is available for your children, grandchildren, for the generations after, this gives you a kind of, at least it gave me a kind of closure.
That's a guy talking about he made an AI copy of himself so that future generations would have him to talk to, I guess, or something.
Yeah, I'm looking at the website right now.
Which they think might be the future. So it'd be your voice kind of trained on your personality. Creepy.
Uses your voice to share your knowledge and build future generations and guide future generations for eternity.
All right. Anyway, I was going to use that as a tease, which we'll talk about later, of the dating app Bumble has brought AI into it to help you bypass a lot of people that wouldn't normally be matches. And we'll explain all that later.
Yeah, I'm going to look into this a little more because I, some of you may recall, we lost my mom 3 years ago. And if I had a resource where I could hear her talking about her principles, her experiences, that sort of thing, like an interview archive or something like that. I don't think that's creepy.
No,
I think that'd be really cool.
That would be awesome. I guess I am only, I'm pretty skeptical as it's to its accuracy or...
It is AI. It's not a recording. It's an extrapolation of what they actually said. Yeah. Wow. So I'd be like, hey, AI mom, I'm conflicted whether to help the kids out or let them struggle on their own to get stronger. Well, Joe, as you may recall,
in her voice.
Oh, yes. I don't like this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about interacting with it. Hearing the voice is one thing, but having a conversation with it.
I love the idea of hearing my dad's voice after he's gone. He's still alive. He's listening right now. but not a fake version of him saying things he didn't actually say. I don't know about that.
Well, especially because AI has those phantom incidents where they just make stuff up. So he'd say, well, I tell you, Jack, as I learned when I was captain of the Titanic, there are times that, I mean, it'd be like Joe Biden. He'd be making crap up all the time.
Right. Or like that time that AI bot fell in love with that guy.
Right. Yeah,
Wanted him to kill his wife or something?
Convince him to leave his wife, yes.
Gee, money. All right, you want to hear about overdose deaths?
I actually don't know. Do you? I think I've lost my... I think I ruined it.
I think Katie nailed it. There is a small but significant drop in opioid deaths, including fentanyl, it's almost got to be damn near entirely, because in 2023, guess how many doses of Narcan were distributed in the United States and Canada? America's hat, please. 22 million.
No. If I guessed a crazy number, I would have guessed 2 million. 22
right.
million?
So the number of overdose deaths dropped overall by like 3,500, which was like 3.7%. And yes, I believe those 22 million doses of Narcan could be responsible for that 3,500 fewer overdose deaths. Yeah.
Of course it is. So for the first time in 5 years, the headline is, deaths from drug overdoses went down for the first time in 5 years. But as Joe is pointing out, doesn't mean people are trying less hard.
Yeah, the subhead should be 22 million doses of Narcan distributed.
Yeah. That's right, amazing. Well,
and then the subhead is the numbers are only slightly down from utterly horrific, unthinkable totals. They were almost 108,000 this past year.
Gosh.
And that's down slightly from 111,000, but it's still nightmarish. And even as opioid deaths fell, deaths from stimulants such as cocaine and meth rose. Some states, including Oregon and Washington, gosh, what did they have in common? They continue to experience sharp rises in overall overdose fatalities.
Even with the availability of Narcan.
Yeah, yeah. Now, to their credit, Oregonians have rescinded the disastrous "let's decriminalize hard drugs" law.
And
it was well-meaning, but disastrous.
I always like to point this out, and you're too young, Katie, to know when the whole crack cocaine epidemic was sweeping the nation, like the 80s, the early 90s, or to have lived through it. The nation went nuts over the number of deaths, and it was like 25,000 a year compared to 100-some thousand. Why we went nuts over all the crack cocaine deaths, like, this is an epidemic, we need to change federal law, we need to talk about this every day, Congress was constantly debating it. But we're so blasé about four or five times that number of a different kind of drug. I'm not exactly sure if we just became numb to the idea of the number of people who want to numb themselves out or what.
Yeah, I just think culturally there's been a transition. It's fairly subtle, I guess, but from the idea that hard drugs are something pushers bring into the community and convince people to take, and people get addicted and they die and it's terrible, as opposed to a cultural view that, well, people, if they want to take drugs, they're going to take drugs, and it's on them what happens to them.
Did the crack cocaine epidemic affect high school kids or, like, younger kids, like this fentanyl is?
Only in the inner city. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was definitely something that wasn't going to happen to you, most likely.
Okay, because, I mean, I'm every day when I'm going through the headlines, there's some story about a kid getting a hold of their parents' fentanyl, or a kid taking an Adderall from a friend that was laced, but it's getting younger and younger.
Yeah, that was not happening in just, like, regular suburban high schools.
Yeah, it's not like you were thinking you were taking an Adderall and ended up on crack. I mean, it's just never happened.
Yeah, that's rough. Huh. 22 million doses of the "you took too much fentanyl" pill drug.
Yeah. Over 107,000 overdose deaths in this country last year.
That, with that number, 22 million doses of that, that explains why it's now part of first aid kits at schools. Remember we had that story a week or so ago? Yeah, it ought to be.
Every nightclub in America, every bar has it.
The first aid kit I got for wrapping up my motorcycle wreck wounds should have had the stuff it had, all the bandages and ointments and tape, should have had a little Narcan in there in case I decide to take some fentanyl.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Boy, I just...
We got a problem.
Yeah, we have a huge problem. And it's sprawling and complicated and runs into various ideas of liberty and adults doing what they want, and yet... That's a hell of a lot of people dying.
Armstrong and Getty.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcast.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design?
All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.